There is still time to get some flower bulbs in the ground to have a colorful garden this spring. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The avid gardener knows that cooler weather means it's probably time to start cleaning up the garden. It's also the perfect time to plant spring flowering bulbs. For north central Kansas, late September through early October is an ideal time in our climate hardiness zone. If you want to add a minimal care, showy plant to your landscape, follow these tips for mastering bulbs. In the fall, bulbs show up everywhere. They can be found in garden stores, ordered from catalogs, or picked up in local supermarkets. When choosing bulbs, you want to examine each one for quality. Look for bulbs that are large. The larger the bulb, the bigger and more beautiful the bloom will be. If deer or wildlife are a problem in your garden, you should choose bulbs such as allium, crocus, iris, and daffodil. Fall is a great time to plant bulbs because they need to develop their roots and must meet a chilling requirement over the winter in order to bloom in the spring. The depth of planting varies by the size and variety of bulb. A general rule is about 2 to 3 times deep as the bulb is tall. For example, if you are planting a tulip or hyacinth bulb, set them about 6 inches into the soil. Place the bulbs using the same general measurement. After placing the bulbs at the proper depth, replace half the soil and add water. This will settle the soil around the bulbs and provide good bulb-to-soil contact. Add the remaining soil and water again. Always remember to place your bulb with the point up so that the roots are in the right position. Bulbs are relatively low maintenance. You can practically plant them in the fall and forget about them until they pop up in the spring. Check once in a while to make sure the soil is moist but not soggy. Small bulbs will benefit from adding a layer of mulch to prevent being heaved out of the soil by alternate freezing and thawing. In the spring, cut off flowers that have faded, but don't cut the leaves until they have turned yellow and withered. This allows more energy to be transferred and stored into the bulb. Bulbs are fun and easy to work with. They require minimal care once they're properly planted, and they're going to reward you every spring with a wonderful show of color. For more information on bulbs, contact your local Post Rock District Extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!